This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. In an unusual statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton, he said a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings linked to Iran has prompted the United States to make military moves. The U.S. has deployed an aircraft carrier strike group and bomber task force to the Middle East. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the details.
Bolton says the dispatch is intended to send a clear and unmistakable message to Iran that any attack on U.S. interests or on those of its allies will be met with unrelenting force. President Donald Trump has not commented directly on this, but in remarks to the Army's football team in the White House Rose Garden on Monday, he remarked the United States right now has the greatest military the world has ever known.
Hopefully we won't have too many battles because we're building a military so strong that nobody's going to mess with us. Nobody.
Both the U.S. Secretary of State and the Chief of Naval Operations say the deployment of the carrier strike group had been planned for some time. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Both the National Security Council and Defense Department declined, when contacted by VOA, to provide any additional details on this news. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee moved Monday to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. The reason? For refusing to turn over an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The panel's chairman said the committee would vote Wednesday on the contempt citation. The Islamic Jihad militant group in the Gaza Strip on Monday confirmed that a ceasefire agreement has been reached with Israel to end the deadliest fighting between the two sides since the 2014 war. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A pilot